This is a CBC podcast.
Support for delivery of this podcast comes from the Buick Enclave, the finest luxury crossover ever. Visit buick.gm.ca to see that where there's passion, there's beauty.
Hello, and welcome to the CBC Comedy Factory podcast. My name is Mike O'Brien. Welcome also to November, the month that just kind of sits there on the couch like an unemployed uncle. Halloween is over. It's still too far from Christmas. You've raked up all the leaves just in time to shovel all the new snow. And the one long weekend in the month is for remembering war veterans. So it's not like you can dress up and get drunk, unless you're in the Legion. Now, speaking of Halloween, it has passed. But before it did, our own L. Ray was good enough to open up the phone lines and hand out advice to befuddled parents. Here's this year's edition of the Halloween Hotline.
Al's Halloween Helpline.
Hi. My daughter wants to go out as something called Gossip Girl. I've never heard of it.
That's because Tuesday nights at 7, you're watching Coronation Street.
Oh, my God. How do you know?
You sound old. What age is your daughter?
17.
Then she should just wear the same trashy outfit she wears to school every day.
You're a lifesaver, Halloween Helpline.
Al's Halloween Helpline.
Al, my son wants to go as Vladimir Putin.
Check your grandfather's closet, see if there's an old Stalin costume in there, and you're good to go. Halloween Helpline.
My daughter wants to go as Hillary Clinton.
Go to the fabric store and get 8 meters of shrill. Helpline.
Yeah, my son wants to go either as Michael Ignatieff or Stefan Dion, but he can't make up his mind.
Then he should go as a Liberal Party member. Red tie and a bullet wound through the foot. Al's Halloween Helpline.
My boy wants to go as home run champ Barry Bonds, but he's not very big.
Well, he'll need to go to a special doctor and take lots of vitamin supplements.
You mean steroids?
Oh, no, of course not. Halloween Helpline.
Hi, my wonderful son wants to go as Dumbledore.
Bristol board for the wizard cap, some satin and taffeta for his cape.
And so how do we deal with Dumbledore being gay now?
Don't tell anyone till you've collected all the candy. Halloween Helpline.
My daughter wants to go as Lindsay Lohan.
Oh dear. Put her an ankle bracelet and tell her not to leave the house.
Parliament is back in session, and that's always good news for us here at the factory. The Conservatives are up in the polls, the Liberals are down, and the Harper government is governing as if it had a majority. They're kicking parliamentary sand in Stefan Dion's face and double-daring him to vote against a confidence motion and trigger an election, which he is understandably reluctant to do. CBC Radio's political show, The House, asked us to look into that, and we were more than happy to commit this House invasion. Mr. Speaker, now that the throne speech has passed, due to the Liberal Party's abstention, we would like to get on with the business of governing. Accordingly, we are introducing a bill to cut the GST not by an additional 1%, but down to 1%.
Chair recognizes Mr. Layden.
Mr. Speaker, this Tory plan would leave nothing for social spending. The government is clearly trying to provoke an election. Well, the NDP isn't afraid to give it to them. We will vote against this bill.
Mr. Dion.
It is an outrageous and reckless measure, one that we, the official opposition, will not oppose, officially.
Oh, come on, Dion.
Canadians don't want an election, especially Liberal Canadian. We will abstain.
Shame. All right, how about this? Be it resolved that the Canadian mission in Afghanistan be extended into 2015.
Okay.
For crying out loud.
Extended into Pakistan.
What's the worst that could happen?
Extended into France. We want to send troops into France.
The chair recognizes Mr. Duceppe.
Mr. Dion, I urge you to vote with the Bloc and the NDP to stop this madness.
We Liberals believe we can express our position more strongly by sitting quietly and saying nothing.
Shame.
Okay, Mr. Speaker. Whereas this government has already rejected the Kyoto Protocol, and whereas Mr. Dion's pet dog is named Kyoto, be it resolved that Mr. Dion's dog be renamed Intensity-Based Target. I want to hear from Mr. Dion.
Intensity-Based. Nice name.
For crying out loud. Okay, how about be it resolved that Pig Latin will become Canada's third official language. What does the opposition leader have to say to that?
Is this a confidence motion?
Yes.
I have say, hey, oh, nay, oblem pre, ithwe, ate.
What?
I abstain, yay.
Stand up and vote.
Beyond how long are you going to let me walk all over you?
I love that kind of massage.
What do I have to do? I'm sure you heard the news last week. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling dropped a bombshell. She revealed that Canadian booksellers are ignoring the Loonies' rise and charging too much for her books. She also said that Dumbledore, the old wizard, was actually gay. And everybody went nuts, like this is some kind of insane thing and a huge newsworthy event. Boy, they really hate high-priced books. Well, it turns out there's another author who is currently flogging his latest book and who also has some secrets to spill. We dropped in on one of his promotional appearances.
And even though they asked me about drugs and I thought they said trucks, I knew at that moment that I would be spending the majority of my life as Prime Minister.
Thank you so much for that delightful reading, Mr. Kretchen.
You know it was my pleasure.
I believe the former Prime Minister now has a few minutes to answer any questions.
I would be delighted. You!
Mr. Prime Minister, you said in the prologue you weren't interested in writing a warts-and-all account of your contemporaries.
Yes?
But don't you kind of do that to Paul Martin?
What? Where?
Well, like where you say that he betrayed you or would take credit for your ideas.
You know, that is not revealing. That is common knowledge, no? Not really juicy stuff. I mean, if you want juicy, well, I always thought of Paul Martin as gay.
Former Prime Minister Paul Martin.
Yeah.
Is gay.
Yeah.
He's married.
Yes, they can do that now.
Mr. Kretchen, isn't this another attempt to smear Paul Martin's name?
Why? Is being gay a bad thing? Are you an homophobe? If I wanted to smear him, I'd suggest he was incompetent as finance minister. I personally think it's wonderful that Canada has the foresight to elect a gay prime minister. It's just unfortunate that it was Paul Martin.
How do you know he's gay?
He was in love with me.
Paul Martin was in love with you?
Yes, but I rejected him. You see, I am not gay. And so he became very, very bitter toward me. He plotted with the others to remove me before my time, but it backfired and he failed.
You also wrote about your friendship with Bill Clinton.
Yes, you know he's black.
That was written by Sarah Constable, and it was performed, and I mean really performed, by L. Ray, a veteran stand-up comic and comedy writer, a loving husband and father, and probably a gay. Diana Francis goes both ways. Sometimes she's our new Google Zeitgal, tracking the internet's hottest searches, and sometimes she's dating Diana, tracking how most of us search for hotties. So much Diana to choose from. On last week's podcast, we heard her debut Zeitgal, so this week, let's go with Dating Di.
It is apparently important for you to know that the following Hollywood couples are not dating. Josh Harnett and Rihanna, Orlando Bloom and Jennifer Aniston, Britney Spears and Nick Carter, Paris Hilton and Kid Rock, Heath Ledger and Helena Christensen. Cameron Diaz is not dating John Mayer or Chris Angel. And if you follow Bollywood, Deepika is not dating Ranbir. It's no secret that some celebrities will go to any length to get their names in the tabloids. But what is with the recent trend of making news by not dating someone?
Well, in my opinion, I feel that the publicity spin is that they don't want to get attached to anybody just in case the right person does come around or it could be the wrong move for their career.
That's Cinnamon Schreinert, a media relations consultant, or celebrity publicist in layman's terms. I caught up with Cinnamon during a break in her media junket with Canadian hockey legend Guy Lafleur to find out why so many celebrities make such a big deal about not dating.
You know, it's one thing to go out with somebody, and it's another thing to say you're dating somebody or that you're committed to somebody. So I think that what they would want to do is nip that in the bud right away.
Cinnamon went on to explain that making a public statement about not dating someone is also a clever way to get press without really doing anything, good or bad. When you consider how fast the media jumps on bad behavior, a little neutral press can be good for a celebrity's career. And in a way, when you publicly deny that you're dating Justin Timberlake, it kind of implies that you were in his league in the first place. So for the record, I would like to publicly announce that I am not dating Justin Timberlake. Unfortunately, I'm not the first unfamous person to not hitch my relationship wagon to someone famous. Take Orlando Bloom and Amanda Kerr, or Mary-Kate Olsen and Hunter Parrish. Are the unfamous using these non-relationships as their ticket to get slightly more recognizable?
What I honestly think the strategy of that is that somebody who doesn't have the spotlight is looking for a way to get their foothold in there and sort of trying to tag along with somebody else.
So why don't we hear more about our Canadian celebrities who aren't dating each other?
I honestly think the Canadians are very polite, and we're not into that. We like to have people live their lives, whereas this Hollywood machine has gone crazy.
But I think it should happen here. Why not use this new Hollywood publicity tool to shine the spotlight on our humble Canadian stars? We have projects to promote and products to push. I asked Cinnamon what the media junket for Guy Lafleur was all about.
That's right. I'm working with Guy Lafleur on behalf of London Drugs and the RBRC, which is the Rechargeable Battery Recycling Corporation.
Okay, well, let's try and Hollywood up a little bit. Who is Guy Lafleur not dating?
Guy Lafleur is not dating Anne Marie.
Oh, that's good.
Keep it Canadian.
So come on, Canada. Let's get excited about who's not dating who in the Great White North. Maybe then, our celebrities won't have to move to Hollywood to get noticed. For CBC Radio, still not dating Justin Timberlake, I'm Diana Francis.
That woman's name is Cinnamon? Really? Boy, I bet she could spice up a conversation, peppering it with sage wisdom. I'd ask her out on a date once I mustered up my courage. I'd put on my best cardamom, take her to a club where we could listen to some Jasmine. I'm just saying, I'd show her a good time. Everybody is going green these days. In fact, saving the environment is so trendy, they say green is the new Africa. The Current looked at how many workplaces are going green these days and not really doing it very well. And whenever The Current has a good idea, we pile onto that bandwagon. Here's something we did for them.
Okay, people, gather around. People, I have an important announcement. John, can you turn the air conditioning off just for a minute? Folks, last night I saw the Al Gore movie, Happy Feet. People, we are like those penguins, and we are marching toward the edge of a cliff.
I think he means lemmings.
This planet is in danger, and it's up to each of us to save it, except for Marnie. She's just a temp. So today, I'm announcing that this office is going green. You may have noticed the painters over there. By week's end, this whole office will be that shade of green to remind us of all the things we can do to make this an environmentally friendly workplace.
Like what?
I'm glad you asked that.
Marnie.
It starts with saving energy. This afternoon, I want all of you to remove the bulbs from your desk lamps and replace them with these. Energy-efficient light bulbs.
They're broken.
Yeah, I shouldn't have dumped them on the table. John, could you order some more? Step two, I went online and downloaded a manual for a greener workplace. This is 40 pages of tips each of you can follow. John, please pass them out.
You could have emailed it.
Come on, who reads email? Now, how many of you drove to work today?
Yeah.
Shame, people, shame. I want to see mandatory carpooling. Find out who here lives closest to you. Break into groups of four and rotate driving days. Larry, you can take one person on your motorcycle.
Are you going to take people in your Hummer?
Next, let's talk about sustainable development. This office is like a tree graveyard. This wood furniture has got to go. I've ordered new glass and plastic furniture for the whole office. You'll be saving a tree every time you sit down.
Our current furniture isn't even like a year old. Shouldn't we wait till it wears out?
Should we wait until the planet wears out, Larry? Believe me, when global warming really hits us, it's the trees that will provide the shade. Okay, folks, that's all. Now let's get out there and prove that we can sell outboard motors and save the planet at the same time. John, could you turn that AC back on? I am cooking. Definitely Not the Opera, CBC Radio's Saturday afternoon pop culture show, recently dedicated an entire show to stealing. Hey, they swiped that idea from me. Niall Sagan added his 2 cents, then he stole it back. Niall is a Toronto comedian and writer, and he had this to say about the state of Canadian thievery.
Are we all thieves? Our automatic answer is no, because when you think of a thief, you think of the traditional images, a cat burglar in a black jumpsuit, a gun-waving bank robber, a cell phone provider. But if you look at it in the very general sense, then yeah, we are all thieves. Now, I'm sure some of you out there will immediately object and say that you've never even stolen a scene in a school play or a base in Little League. But chances are, your ancestors didn't have a problem stealing bases, the field the base would have been located on, or the land around the field that already belonged to other people. As much as I love my country, it was founded on one big jack, and that goes a long way to explaining why so many Canadians talk about immigrants stealing our jobs, kind of the way W will get upset if the Bush twins get too close to the liquor cabinet. It's facts like that that make for some mixed messages. The government will tell us that it's illegal to steal songs from an industry that brought us the Pussycat Dolls, or films from an industry that dared to charge full price for Saw 4. When the Land Claims Department at Indian Affairs has more unresolved issues than a family reunion at Lindsay Lohan's house. Sure, they nailed Conrad Black for mail fraud and consequently delayed his plans for an operational Death Star by like a few years. And sure, Martha Stewart's done time and now has more street cred than Eminem. But it's hard to accept the moral high ground from a country that, along with the United States, New Zealand, and Australia, did not sign on to the UN's Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, making us part of the worst foursome ever. Well, the worst foursome not named Il Divo. To add insult to injury, we're not even that careful with the property we stole. Canada consumes more energy per capita than the United States. People, we're talking about the country that brought the world the Hummer. But my point is that environmentally speaking, no, we are not smarter than a fifth grader. So how do I feel about stealing? Well, I think it's wrong if there's a direct victim. And before you email, I realize I stole that line from Dan Lesac versus Scroobius Pip, which you can totally check out on YouTube. Of course, stealing is okay if there's a direct victim and the thing you're stealing is their 37-year-old virginity, but otherwise, totally wrong. What's a direct victim? It's someone whose day will be significantly affected by the theft. For example, Dwayne The Rock Chapman will not be negatively affected if I pick up a bootleg copy of The Game Plan off Spadina Street. However, I bet you I would be. So stealing from a mega-rich superstar is no biggie. Stealing jokes from an up-and-coming comedian doing a bit piece for CBC Radio, however, profoundly uncool. Seriously. For DNTO, I'm Niall Sagan.
Thank you, Niall. Smart and funny. We will end with a final word on stealing, but first, thank you for tuning in. And I hope this November is more interesting and exciting than one might normally expect. So say yes to having a great month. Remember, there's no no in November. From the Comedy Factory, I'm Mike O'Brien. Bye-bye. You wouldn't steal a year-old newspaper covered in honey. You wouldn't steal your Uncle Frank's art supports. You wouldn't steal a wisp of vapor rising from a bowl of soup. You wouldn't steal the new car smell from your best friend's new car. You wouldn't steal a free flight from Air Canada if it meant flying coach. You wouldn't steal a kiss from a homeless rodeo clown. Downloading music or movies is stealing. So why would you do it? Oh, I guess because those things are actually desirable and the ones I mentioned are crappy. Yeah. Piracy. If you're going to do it, make sure it's for something you actually want.
Hi, I'm Jesse Brown. I'm the host of Search Engine, a new CBC radio show that is all about how the internet is changing politics and culture. It's not a gadget show. We don't really care much about technology so much as we care about the effect that technology is having on the world that we live in. All of the surprising and significant and funny stories that we bring you on Search Engine are about things that are happening right now. In the short time that we've been on the air, we've already become the CBC's most popular news podcast in the States. So come find out why. Subscribe to our podcast on CBC's podcasting page or through iTunes.